Okay, we're back in session, and Harold, do you have a couple of comments?
Before I do, I think Doug Smith, I just want to give him the floor for a second on just some last-minute errata that we want to make sure that the board members at least have understand what we're proposing to put forward here. If in fact you're going to move in that direction, so.
Thank you. For the record, Doug Smith, supervising geologist. There are two places. Go to page number 0018 for item
one. On the bait stamp? Or
on the bait stamp.
Okay.
Bait stamp.
You're
these
what?
Are.
Which page?
0018. So 18. These are errors that the student staff saw during this. The discussion of the setting. So, under item 2, under other prohibition, 2B, it says, as listed in attachment E, it needs to say in attachments E and F. Okay, that's one. The second one is look forward to bait stamp page 01-0035. The items that are listed as B, C, D, those need to start actually at C because B was already used on the previous page. Yeah. Somehow Word didn't get that in order. So we'll change that. And so it goes C, D, E, and F. And then at the top of that page, 0035, at the new C now, attachment F needs to be changed to attachment G. And that is it that I can find for now. So, like I said, it's not perfect, and I'm sure there's typos and things, but hopefully
clear it up.
Do you have any questions?
Harold? Let me try to do a quick summary of a few things that I've heard here today, and I guess somewhat of a response to a few of the things. I think you've heard it before, but I really sort of want to bring it home, I guess, at this point, prior to your deliberations. As I started off today, as you said, there's two parts to the permit. There's the stormwater management plan, which is the EPA minimum standards, and then there's the TMDL implementation part of the permit. And there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, the stormwater pollution management plan or the stormwater management plan requirements are pretty onerous. It's going to take a lot of expenditure of funds. It's going to take away from implementing TMDL activities that would benefit Lake Clarity. I want to comment a little bit about that because I think there's been some statements that the current permit requirements or the proposed permit requirements are similar to the old permit requirements. And I think you've heard a lot of presentation from Water Board staff that really isn't accurate, that we have in fact modified the old permit to make it less onerous in many ways. One of the major things, and I think I'd go back to the comment from Mr. Grimm from Placer County, is we acknowledge that if inspections are at low priority sites, and it's the county that gets to determine which are the high priority sites, if these are low priority sites, they don't have to do these inspections. So we're not telling the county or the city how many inspections to do or how many sites have to be inspected. We're really giving them quite a bit of flexibility, and that's just one example, I think, of where we've incorporated a large amount of flexibility to let the local jurisdiction determine what's a priority to them. Yes, if it is a priority, then yes, it needs to be inspected. I think we would all agree with that, that if it has the potential to have pollutants get into surface waters, whether it's Lake Tahoe or a tributary to Lake Tahoe, it needs to be looked at on a regular basis, whether it's a construction site, which is more frequent, or an industrial site. It needs to be looked at to make sure that, that those sites are not contributing pollutants to the lake. So I think that's really important. I think the other point that I really want to make to this, too, is that many of these tasks have been in prior permits and have not been accomplished to date. So there's a lot of things that could have been done in the past that haven't been done, and that's one of the reasons why some of these costs are here. We've talked about the legal authorities. The legal authorities have not been done by any of the three jurisdictions to the extent that meet the requirements. They've been in the permit for at least one or two permit cycles. You know, these are things that eventually need to get done, and that's why they're in here. So these things could have been done in prior years to when times maybe were better from an economic perspective, but they haven't been done yet. For the two jurisdictions that, that have areas on the west slope of the Sierras, these are the same requirements that they're going to have to do for the municipal permits on the west side of the Sierras. So whether we have it in our permit or the Central Valley Regional Board has it in their permit for those areas that are covered by the this what's called the Phase 2 program on the west slope, these are minimum requirements that have to be done. And they do it once, and they do it for both sides of the west slope and the east slope, and they've completed that obligation, at least under the stormwater management plan. So we feel pretty comfortable that we've tried to meet the municipalities, I'd say more than halfway, in terms of trying to reduce the obligation to that that's really the minimum necessary, so that, as I said initially, the language on the page really is meaningless if we go much further. So I think we've tried to do that, and I honestly believe that further discussion in this area is not going to be fruitful in terms of, you know, further reducing the requirements that are in the stormwater management plan. The other point that I really want to come back to is coordination, and I really want to focus on the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, because clearly in the Lake Tahoe Basin, the integration of regulations is very, very important. That we've got to make sure that, that we're really setting the bar such that the local agencies aren't seeing two levels of regulation and inconsistent regulation. And we totally acknowledge that. That's not something I would want to recommend to you if I felt that that was really happening. But I think what we're seeing here from the TRPA through the development of their regional plan, and I will say that we have had significant engagement at the technical staff level with the TRPA staff that is developing the regional plan. I have had numerous conversations with the managers of that program and with the executive director of TRPA as to where this is going. And TRPA is acknowledging the role of this board and the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection as it relates to those kind of things that are necessary, whether it's projects or operation and maintenance activities that are necessary to reduce pollutants getting into the lake. They are going to be looking to the states to develop these kind of programs through this permit, through the memorandum of agreement with Nevada entities. That that's going to be the basis from their from TRPA's perspective to how they will look at environmental improvement as it relates to water clarity. They're not going to be developing their own new water clarity strategies. They realize that that would be duplicative. It may be, you know, sending municipalities in a different direction than what would be needed to meet the permit. So they've clearly indicated to us that this is a key part of where they're headed, is to provide that lead responsibility for water clarity in the role of the states. This permit is one that I think moves us forward to set the bar in terms of where we think the local entities need to get to in terms of meeting the clarity standard that's called for in the TMDL for the first five-year increment. So again, it goes back to you know, what we're doing here in the permit implements the Basin Plan Amendment, which incorporated the TMDL. We're not asking the municipalities to do more. We're not asking them to do less. It's what's stated in the Basin Plan. And unless you really want to change the Basin Plan, we can't change the load reduction requirements in the permit, nor can we change the five-year obligation to meet that load reduction, because those are in the Basin Plan, the time frame and the amount of load reduction that's required within that time frame. So those are key points that I wanted to point out. The other aspects of this, too, and again, it goes back to, I think, TRPA's philosophy as they're developing the regional plan, is they are taking the position as it relates to water quality to provide support to the locals to implement the kind of strategies that they feel are appropriate to implement the necessary activities, and also to provide incentives. So they're looking at how they can do that, and I think looking, you know, starting at the permit level, once the permit, you know, is adopted the way we've structured it, where we do require the locals to develop this pollutant load reduction plan, this is squarely in the laps of the locals. We've given them tools to try to identify load reduction opportunities within their jurisdiction, to develop means to ask the Water Board or NDEP to get credits for those load reductions. There's a lot of regulatory assurance that's built into this permit. I think it was stated earlier. The permit is not holding the municipalities accountable for clarity reduction. They're holding the municipalities accountable to pollutant load reductions. And that's, you know, and we're looking at, and we have the obligation to look at the management strategy to see how those two are linked as we move forward. So that's, you know, we've taken on a lot of that responsibility through the TMDL. The other point I want to make is that, and I think many of you realize this, is that TRPA is not this other entity. They are made up of representatives of the three local agencies that sit here today in front of you. Each one of them have a seat on the TRPA board, as does many of the locals on the Nevada side of the lake. And so they have the opportunity, frankly, to direct the policy of TRPA to be consistent with this permit and with the strategies that they intend to develop, and to build those incentives into the regional plan that helps us move this whole process forward. So they have that ability through their own policy members who sit on the TRPA board. The last thing I think I really want to mention, and I said it earlier in some of my comments, is that one of the questions that I've been faced with since I've been working on Lake Clarity, which is many, many years, and we've been, you know, dealing with federal funding, which has been very helpful in terms of many of the activities that have occurred in the basin, is I get this question directly, and I said it earlier from Senator Dianne Feinstein, is, so what has all of this money got us in terms of Clarity? And I've said that, you know, we've constantly put forward these annual reports when the senators come up here on an annual basis that tell them, okay, we've spent this much money and we've improved this many road miles and we've built this many facilities and, you know, we've gotten rid of this many forest roads and we've done this many acres of fuel reduction activities. But we've never been able to quantify the benefit of those activities, especially as it relates to water quality. We can't say that this project has reduced this amount of particles that's getting to the lake and equate that to some degree through the TMDL to the average clarity reduction that we may see over time. These tools that we're developing, both through the TMDL and through the permit, will give the board, the staff, the opportunity now to go back to the people that may provide funding to say, this is really the benefit of these dollars that you're giving us here in the basin or that you may give us in the future. These are the benefit of the dollars that the local entities, that the private partners, are putting forward towards this effort. If there is an actual quantitative benefit to these kind of projects. And this is the first time we're able to do that. Is it perfect? And I will keep saying it again, it's not perfect. But it's a huge tool that we believe has some accuracy to it and gives us the ability to start meshing and integrating activities in the field to load reductions, which can be equated on a long-term basis to benefits in Clarity.
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Dr. Horn?
I think it's useful to think back what this lake looked like in 1960 when Dr. Goldman first started measuring the depth of the Clarity with the second whistle. Dr. Goldman, Dr. Reuter, Dr. Schladow all believe that when those measurements began, the lake had recovered from the Comstock. So the measurements taken then reflected the clarity of the lake in a relatively natural state. What has happened since 1960? We've built a lot of roads. We've built a lot of subdivisions. If anything, the forest activity has decreased since then. It makes sense to me that the focus of the work that has to be done now is in the urban part of the basin. I am very sympathetic to the county and the city's concerns with the fiscal situation. Everyone I know is in the 99%. I don't know a household that hasn't been affected by this current recession, including my own. So I know that money is a very serious issue. It seems to me, though, that having the permit in place gives you more leverage for getting money to do the work on the ground that needs to be done. So I think this can actually help you with that problem. I also appreciate the statements that the permittees have made about being concerned for Lake Tahoe, and we all are. I mean, that's why we're here. And I appreciate that this is a new process and that people are uneasy with the uncertainties and unknowns involved in the permit that's before us today. What I see happening here is a term that used to be, you used to hear before the term adaptive management took over, which is how do you create a learning organization? And in this case, I'm using the O in a lowercase, because I see the learning organization that we are building here is all of us in this room. And we all have different roles to play in this learning organization. So the monitoring is required in order to develop, to provide feedback information. Do we understand what's going on? Can we improve our processes? I think a lot of the unease and uncertainty in the room has to do with the problem of scale. Now, I did a PhD dissertation that was taking a branch of a tree and scaling up from measuring things going on with the branch to what's going on with the tree. And, I mean, I've been to entire scientific conferences, international conferences, of people just talking about, we want to know the impact of X on forest growth. We study it in seedlings or in branches, and we try to go from small scale to this big scale, and there are huge uncertainties and statistical problems and mathematical backflips you have to do that, and there are inherently uncertainties in that process. That's why we have this iterative process built into this permit, that there is data gathered at the basin scale, there is data at the project scale, there is data at the jurisdiction scale, and we put them into models, and we learn as we go through this process. About models, one of my favorite sayings about models is a map with a one-to-one scale is not a useful map. So models, by their very nature of trying to hit the most important issues and summarize and integrate, are not going to be perfect. But you start with what you've got, you feed data in, you improve them over time. That's how the process works. Oh. So I think a lot of the unease, I just want to reiterate it, is this issue of scale, going between the different scales that we're dealing with. And it is a learning process. Delay, I'm not sure what we gain from delay. it will impose costs on your staff. It will impose costs on the Lahont staff. And what do we get from that? I never got a very clear answer from anybody about what would be gained from delay. We have had in other hearings people from the League to Save Lake Tahoe or the Sierra Club or, you know, name the organization, get up and say to us, you have failed at protecting this lake. We are no better than we were 30 years ago. And, or if anything, we're worse. I don't want to hear that again. I want this time, this process to work. And I'm concerned that delaying this puts us in jeopardy of hearing that again. There's a lot of flexibility built into this permit. There are reopeners. There's, as I've said before, the permit teams have a lot of discretion about what tools they use, what strategy to adopt. I mean, frankly, when people are spending a lot of money writing 16-page white papers trying to poke holes in everything that we do, I kind of wonder about the fiscal constraints the permit teams might have. I mean, I think we're at a time where the appropriate response is for all of us to hold hands and jump into the future together. And so, yes, please coordinate. We must coordinate. We must keep talking. We are going to learn together as we move through this process. But, you know, it takes... So, a few years back, I was crushed in an avalanche. And I was in the hospital, pretty badly broken up. And lawyers were calling me and saying, do you want to sue? And I said no. Because, now, I couldn't be in the 1% now if I had said yes, maybe, you know. But I said no because I said all of my energy has to go into getting well. I have to put all my energy into healing from this. And I can't afford to spend my energy in negative directions. So I asked the permittees to put all your energy in positive directions. Hold hands with us and jump into the future. And we can work together.
Thank you, Amy. Peter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Try to be coherent and brief.
You're fine.
I thought at this point in my life that I had developed an appreciation for complexities. And then I was appointed to the water board, and then I came to Lake Tahoe. And so I've had to kind of rethink that notion of myself. And I've spent, ever since I got the board package, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this situation. Because it is not an easy situation that anybody here is being faced with. First of all, let me tell you all that I think everyone here is here in good faith, and that the concerns that everyone has brought